All today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. That again, FreeTalkLive.com. Rolling right into the phone calls here, and then we'll get to an email about how we're race traders. Is that right, Mark?
Yeah, race got traders? That race trader email right here.
I don't know what that means. We'll find out here in a moment. But first, to the phones and to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live, Frank.
Doing. I want to wish Dave good luck with his case, and I would just advise him of this, that he should write a brief before his next court appearance, and in it he should basically state the First Amendment, and again, it would be very easy for him to go to any law library and go through constitutional holdings regarding his ability to petition and to express free speech. Secondly,
well, now let me say something though. You're talking about Dave in New Hampshire. He's a protester. He wasn't arrested, but he was fined by the federal courts for what they call distribution of handbills.
Correct.
Basically, he handed a leaflet to an IRS agent, and they didn't like that very much, apparently. So apparently it's illegal to hand the IRS your own paperwork,
no,
but they can hand you all
is.
The ones they want. Well, the judge, I've seen him present his case in front of these judges, these federal judges, and they just don't care about what he has to say about freedom of speech or the First Amendment or the right to petition.
It's a constitutional case, and what he should also do is contact the ACLU, to write a friend of the court brief on his behalf. And I think right now that he does have the ability, even within a federal agency, to express his free speech and to petition, provided he didn't do it in a disruptive or a violent or a threatening or an abusive manner. And I think if those points...
I think they're going to claim that he was disruptive by placing the piece of paper on the IRS agent's desk.
Well, the law is very specific with regard to what constitutes disruption in the federal government. And usually it's the threat of violence, it's vandalizing property, it's assaulting individuals, things like that. But the point is, since it is a free speech case and it is in the federal courts, he should take this very seriously, and I think he has solid grounds. But secondly, what I wanted to mention was the lottery comments. Shame, shame, shame on you guys.
What?
The lotto is a wonderful way for individuals to learn and to work with probability and statistics.
But a lot of people don't learn and don't work with that probability or statistics.
Nobody's buying a lotto ticket thinking, boy, this is really interesting statistics experiment. They're buying it because they want to win billions
Absolutely.
Of dollars.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue.
I've heard that the chances of actually winning the lottery, as in the big lottery, not the small little ones, but winning a lot of money in the lottery, are you are more likely to become the president of the United States than to win the lottery.
No, that's not true. What's interesting is that the odds of winning a lottery, whether one person plays or a billion people play, is determined by the numbers. That you pick from. So it would be the complete set. If it's 5 out of 56 numbers, the statistics about winning regarding probability are the same if one person plays or the whole population of the planet.
That's true.
But what also is important is this. For all of those that play the lotto, and with the falling dollar, you always should take the cash option, never the 20-year, the 25-year annuity.
Good point.
Because
good
with
point.
Hyperinflation, in all probability, the fund of money will not be around in 20 years to pay off the winners.
Yeah, I think that's a sensible point. If you are going to be a sucker and play the lotto, that's the way to get it, is the cash payout. Thanks for the tips, Frank. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. But, you know, while he's right about his statistics and about how you should get paid out if you're going to play,
statistically, very few. Statistically, nobody who is listening is going to win.
That's correct. Statistically, it's an awful idea to play the lotto. You're just throwing your money down a rat hole. You're much more, you'd be much better off taking all the money that you spend on the lotto and putting it into a savings account or putting it into your mortgage payments or something like that. Put it somewhere where you can actually get it to work for you instead of just throwing it away.
I don't think I'd go for the savings account option. They just don't have enough interest. But if you have a mortgage, absolutely, it's a good place to put it. Probably a better place to put it is mutual funds or something like that.
Something
another thing to look at is probably, I don't know, just a number, 20% of your money should be in precious metals, simply because who knows what's going to happen.
800-259-9231. So lottos are just, they're just bad. And they'd be a lot better if they were legal, in that if we could run like the Free Talk Live lottery, or there could be anybody out there that wanted to run their own lottery, then we'd have competition in lotteries.
That's what they call running numbers. Back in the days, it was a gang activity. Now,
because it's always been illegal.
Now the big gang does it.
Right. They've got a monopoly. The government has a monopoly over lotteries. And if they didn't have that monopoly anymore and anybody could run numbers,
they would run the government out of business very quickly.
They wouldn't be able to compete. And then the odds would be a lot better. The jackpots may not be as large, but the odds of winning one of them would be a heck of a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'd be competing on the basis of odds. Well, you want to play my lotto because the odds are better. No, sure. You want to pay my lotto because the odds are better and the prize is higher. You know, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. They'd compete like that. And, you know, it's always seemed wasteful, even though I generally play on the big pots. If I do play at all, it's probably been a couple of years since I've even bought a ticket. But if I do play, it's because they've got it up to 97 million or something like that. It would probably be more enticing, or at least a better way to distribute the money, if you gave out prizes of, I don't know, $500,000. To a bunch of winners rather than one big, huge cash prize.
I don't know. I don't think the lotto has a problem enticing people. I think they do
well,
just
the lotto
fine.
Doesn't have a problem because the lotto is the only game in town.
Right.
What they should have is anybody who wants should be able to run numbers if that's what they wish to do.
And do
if we lived in a free country, that's the way it would be.
Right. Now, do we even need to point out the fact that in most states where they claim that the lotto money goes to education...
I was just going to say that.
Yep.
It doesn't actually go to education. It goes to a general pot, and then a certain percentage of it goes to education. But they really push that on billboards. I remember in Florida, it was a really big deal.
Well, in Florida, the way it goes is they all the money goes to education. It's just that the money they would have put in education,
they
don't necessarily spend as much as they would. So, yes, all the money went to education, but all the money that would have gone to education otherwise didn't necessarily go from the general fund.
Right, it's a shell game.
And I believe Alabama has a lottery system where the proceeds from the lottery all go towards a scholarship fund for Alabaman students to go to school.
That's
probably the best thing.
Yeah.
If they created something new, it's probably the best way that it's done. It's still, there's no competition, and the lottery's inefficient as
a
result.
And even if the money did go to education as extra money, not that that would make government education any better. It would just enrich more administrative bureaucrats.
Well, government education does get better when you throw more money
at it. No, it's not really true, Mark. Look at the statistics. Look at the statistics. They've been throwing more and more money at government education, and test scores have been going down. So, I'm sorry, that's not even the case. It may be true that the government can get a road built if they throw enough money at it, but as far as educating your kids, no, that doesn't work. Government just doesn't work when it comes to education, period. And money doesn't solve the problem.
Well, I will say that government is not good at education.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. John? Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I in no way whatsoever speak for Dave, but I was there and saw him address a judge and the fellow that just called in thinking that he needs to talk to lawyers and look up all this fancy stuff. Dave talks to the judge about two issues. One is amendment number one on the Bill of Rights, and then just in case the judge didn't quite get it, and he didn't seem to, he says, well, let me run number 10 by you, and he reads these things to the judge. Dave, I don't think, is looking for some fancy legal argument. He's looking to make a case that he's a free man living in a free society, and on top of that, there are constitutions who... The judge is sworn to uphold,
supposedly,
obey the Constitution.
Yeah.
Dave is not. You know, all the law and order type, the conservatives who say that we need to follow the law. are the federal people. The law is the Constitution. They're the ones that need to follow the law. And
that's
again,
what Dave's
I'm
trying to get him to do.
He's
trying to make a stand.
That judge.
Yep, he's trying to make a stand on the Constitution, and we'll see how it works out. It hasn't done very well for him so far, and we'll keep you up to date. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313 Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313 That's 1-800-794-4313
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbend Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbend Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbend Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbend Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features are totally free, including the bulletin board system. We've got about 250,000 posts. We're getting close to that mark, at least. And over 1,500 people interacting there. There's a lot to talk about, serious issues and fun stuff. All there for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, and they record every call, so they have the best equipment money can buy. So your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. As we return to the phone calls to William in Kansas, you're on Free Talk Live. William?
Hello there. This is Ian, Mark, and Julie, right?
That's correct, William. What's on your mind?
Very good. Okay, hope I don't slow things down here too much. Let me give you a little background before I get into the main topic. I've just sort of stumbled onto your website today.
Oh,
and
excellent.
Thought I'd give a try to talk to as many folks as I could.
Great.
I'm in Kansas. I am in an underground shelter which I have built myself.
You got yourself a bunker?
It's a bunker.
That's great.
I have an automatic solar panel emergency lighting system running. I'm getting ready for other systems, hopefully, eventually, within the next year.
You've got a bunker that's off the grid?
I built it myself, self-designed.
When I say off the grid, does that mean that you get all your power?
No. It's not off the grid yet.
Gotcha.
But that's the goal. And
well, yeah, if you're going to have a bunker, it's got to be off the grid.
I guess so.
Well, you know, I got to do it slow because I'm 60 years old here.
Sure.
Gotcha.
Now, why? Why do you have a bunker?
Here's my philosophy. I plan for the worst, but I hope for the best.
You really are planning for the worst with a bunker.
I am planning for the worst. I see the future as extremely black, but I always keep hope going. That's why I'm still alive.
That's good.
Okay.
What do you see happening, like nuclear holocaust?
Probably multiple catastrophes are in the cards here for the human race. I'm praying and hoping that it doesn't happen. But I've been on the fringe elements of society pretty much all my life, and I'm a truth seeker. And I have examined society from many different aspects, and I see we're headed the wrong way in so many different ways. And when I get to my main topic, hopefully it'll put it all together here. But again, I'm in an underground shelter here.
Got it.
And I appreciate your show because even though I've only listened one day, I can tell your main emphasis is change. And we definitely need change.
No doubt.
No doubt about it. And you guys have a high energy, and you and Julia and everybody have a high energy force going to try to get change. But you're running into a brick wall. You've got to take a kind of a round-the-corner approach to this. And this is how I believe, I pray that it would happen.
Okay.
Getting to the main topic here. To change the way things are, you need a basic change in human nature, and the simplest way to do it is for people to stop killing beings and eating them.
And wait, what do you mean?
This is
cannibalism?
Stop killing beings, okay? Now,
Wait a minute, you're talking about chickens?
Any being.
Oh, William. I was with you up until this point. You're telling me I can't have my chicken?
Okay, now listen to this. You're going to understand here. You know what artificial intelligence is, obviously.
Yeah, it's programming. Mm-hmm.
Well, and there is no doubt that artificial intelligence is being developed, and as it is being developed, it will reach the point, like in Terminator, where it can augment itself.
And maybe, theoretically, I suppose it's possible.
It's almost an undeniable extrapolation.
But wait, how does that tie in?
I can't wait until hear how you tie in vegetarianism to
extremely logical.
AI. Okay, go ahead, please.
Artificial intelligence reaches a point when it can communicate and understand the language which animals use to communicate with one another, then they will be able to communicate. They will be the medium.
So you're saying that the Terminators will come out and they're going to find out that the little animals don't want to get eaten and they're going to come to their defense and kill all the humans.
What I'm saying is, what will you say to a computer or artificial intelligence when it allows you to speak to, say, your pet or the animal you're about to kill to eat, what will you say to that? Or what
I'll say I'm hungry. I'm hungry. By the way, I'm not doing the killing. It's some man in a factory somewhere that's doing the killing, not me.
Well, you know, you can hire someone to kill your wife, and you know, you're not a killer. It's the same principle.
It's now, a true statement.
But it tastes so good, William.
Of course
it
does.
So
now, I was a meat eater up until 1990. I love the taste of meat. It still smells good.
But they, well, here's my objection. Here's one objection I have for you. And that is that if I were to, you know, die in my house and or start dying in my home, for some reason break my leg, no one was around to know about it, and just start rotting away, if I had a pet, like a kitty cat or a dog or something, there would be they would have absolutely no compunction about coming up to me and just tearing open my entrails and eating me all up. I mean, animals don't have any issue with eating humans should they be able to get their paws on us. Why should we have a compunction about eating them?
What about the supercomputer allowing dogs and cats to talk to each other? Do you think they're suddenly going to be friends?
Well, anytime you can communicate, you're going to have some alteration of behavior. That's not important. Please, if you allow me to try to help you understand, once you realize that what you're doing is you're taking the life of another being.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get that part.
And your objection basically sounds to me extremely selfish. You like to taste, but you don't need to eat animals to survive. I've been a vegetarian, a vegan, I don't even eat fish or butter, nothing, since 1990.
But wait until the robots, the rise of the machines, until they start threatening me, and then just say, all right, I swear
I'm not talking about the threat of the artificial intelligence. I'm just saying, when that happens, and it will, you know, just forget the fact that
that's going
to happen right now. Just what if you really could talk to a dog or a cat?
I don't think they'd have a lot to say, but I do believe that they would. I do believe they are feeling, please don't kill me. I don't think dogs or cats.
Why do you keep me from going to the bathroom when I want? Why do you alter my reproductive? They have.
Well, so they can't keep pumping out babies and populating the streets. Are you against spaying and neutering too?
No, what I'm against is a human being altering an animal. Now, the human beings are unique on this planet because we don't know how really to live. And when we take our values and force them on an animal to kill to eat it, or force them as a pet, we are removing an animal from the natural order, which it basically could, if it was...
But wait a minute. The natural order is the food chain.
Exactly. We are
at the top.
Right. Now, actually, believe it or not, William, you've actually inspired some phone calls. People want to talk to you. So, William, we're going to hold you over, bring you back. People want to talk to William maybe about his vision for the future, maybe about the whole vegetarianism thing. I know, Julia, you used to live with a vegetarian, so I'm sure you've got some expertise
here.
Don't
forget the bunker.
And the bunkers. I like the bunker. Those
Me
are
too.
Cool. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. More with William coming up.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple, step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever, because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-440-1491. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-440-1491. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-440-1491.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so do enjoy those on us. And then again, freetalklive.com. Some of those features, by the way, include live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. And as the dollar continues to drop, precious metals rise. Make the trend your friend by subscribing to the International Speculator. Go to D2Z.org and add the right precious metal mining stocks to your portfolio today. That's D2Z.org. Now then, there was unfortunately some sort of a drastic technical error that happened during the break. And what happens is there's a special guest line that the guys over the network have that they transfer a caller to if we're getting calls that want to talk to them. But something happened during the transfer process that made it so we lost William, unfortunately. So if William wants to call back, he's certainly welcome to do that. That was a total accident. But we still do have some people that wanted to talk to William, but we'll give him a minute. Maybe he'll check back in. We'll get to those calls here in a moment. But let's recap what happened. William called in. He said he's living in a bunker at this point. And he lives in Kansas, so he's built a bunker for himself, and he's concerned about the rise of the robots, so to speak.
Well, he wasn't really concerned that robots or computers were going to rise up and take over. You sort of attach the T2 nomenclature to it. All he was saying was that at some point, AI is going to get to the point where we will be able to communicate with our food.
That's what he's saying, yes.
Right,
he's saying with
animals. And if we get to that point that we are able to communicate with animals, then, what's it going to be like before you slaughter the pig for your pork chops? That kind of thing.
Right.
And I see that he's probably right. There will probably be a time when you can talk to animals. Now, I don't think that animals are going to carry on long dissertations or write any poetry that changes the world. They're probably not going to pen the Declaration of Independence, but they probably could say, oink, I don't want to die.
Oink.
Maybe.
Something like that, I would imagine.
Do they even know they're dying? I mean...
Ouch, that hurts. They could at the very least say, ouch, you're hurting me.
Right. They probably don't have a concept of death.
But, of course, I sort of know that when they're squealing. You know, like that's what they're saying already.
Now, of course, William would not find any of this very funny, and he is back on the line.
Right.
Let's go back to William. Sorry about dropping you there. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, now we've actually got people that want to talk to you here about all this, so we're going to go right into the phone calls and talk to ladies first, of course, Mary Ellen in Utah. You're on with William.
Hi. I wasn't necessarily addressing this to William's speech about vegetarianism, but he kind of lost me at the very start of it when he said that his solution involved changing human nature.
Right.
One of the things I love about libertarianism is that it works with instead of against human nature. Trying to change human nature is like trying to make a bear change bear nature. It isn't ever going to work. Because bears are bears, and that's what they do, and that's how their creator created them.
So it's an impossible task, then.
All right, here's the sentence. Humans have reached the top of the food chain and now have the privilege of choice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We can choose not to kill animals because we can choose...
Follow your human nature?
And we can also choose to kill animals.
Well, of
you're saying there's choice involved, but then at the same time you're sort of suggesting that everyone should be a vegetarian.
Well, exactly. When you, an animal, I mean, how many people have a dog that they consider to be a member of the family? A dog is a being, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It has a mind which has an amazing aspects to it. It's been subjected and domesticated and altered, but it still has... A loving nature, and it loves you in spite of what you've
done. No doubt about it. I used to have a very wonderful dog.
Me
and
too.
That doesn't stop me from saying, though, that there are too many dogs out there in the world, and
no,
if we're going to put dogs to death, we might as well put them on a dinner plate.
No, I'm not talking about killing anything. I don't believe in killing anything.
I know you're not. I am, though. Mary Ellen, final thoughts?
I just wanted to say that any scheme that involves changing basic human nature is never going to work.
Doomed to failure.
That's
thank you for the call.
Why our government doesn't work in a lot of ways.
Well said, Mary Ellen, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. So, William, I mean, you said that it's... I want to point something out, by the way.
Right.
You said that it's selfish of me to want to eat animals. And you're right, it is. I like the way animals taste. My life is all about me and making me happy. And putting a succulent piece of chicken or a steak in my mouth makes me feel pretty happy. Now, you are also selfish, William, because you make yourself feel happy by not eating meat. And that's okay. You should be free to do that. And of course, you're not threatening to throw anybody in a jail cell. You're trying to change them on a voluntary basis. You're trying to get them to come in your direction. You would never pass a law, say, outlawing or mandating vegetarianism, would you?
You wouldn't have to. Once you realize when you can communicate with another being, all these beings that we're killing and eating, when you communicate with them, you will realize that they don't want to be food. They would prefer to have been allowed to exist in the natural order which creation has allowed. Now listen, humans are the only creature on the planet that's capable of destroying the entire planet. Every other creature, if allowed to exist in nature, will live in harmony with it.
Yeah, but they'll eat each other. But they will eat each other. And
they
won't stop.
Of course they will eat each other.
Right, you're not going to be able to, I mean, even in this fantastic future you've created here where machines allow us to communicate with other animals and animals to communicate with each other, the birds are not going to be able to convince the lions to stop, zebras aren't going to be able to convince the lions to stop slaughtering them.
Of course not, but humans haven't got a clue as to what that's really all about. We're so out of touch with the harmony that the universe has created. We think it's wrong in a sense that they kill each other, but there is a harmony there. I don't know if the movie Jane, G.I. Jane or something, there was a quote in there from a book, the sparrow will fall from the branch frozen solid and not think a thing about it. It accepts the world as it is. In the harmony of the world as it is, from everything except the human beings. We are so out of touch with the harmony.
Now, that seems unfair. Do you consider human beings to be animals?
Well, of a sort, yes.
Okay,
but we're the
then how can we
animals.
Possibly be out of harmony with nature?
Okay, okay, you're really getting down to the nitty-gritty here, but the thing is, we have the privilege of choice.
Well, animals get to choose, too, and that's not really fair. Like, for instance, if I put two bowls of cat food in front of my cat, Senior Grouchy Pants, and one's, say, kitten chow and one's regular cat, I know for a fact he'll go for the kitten chow because it has 3% more fat in it than the regular cat food because I've given him this option. And so he's made a choice between those two bowls.
Well, our choice is a bit more enlightened. We have a greater view. We have a higher, more elevated, and more intellectual.
Right, we get to choose between char-broiled, deep-fat fried, and baked. Let's go to Johnson in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with William.
Hey, I want to call and back this guy up as a principled libertarian. I think that what he's talking about is an extension of what a principled libertarian would believe, and that is getting rid of the advocation of force against any living being. Now, I think that
I think that the libertarian maximum stops at humans.
Let me clarify as to why I think you're wrong, because I think that his sort of Williams talk about the extension of technology and AI is an interesting point that he brings up, because I think technology will allow us who are libertarians who don't believe in, who don't advocate force, to eat meat without killing. The technology of IVM in vitro meat is outrunning AI, which means that soon they're going to be able to grow meat in labs.
That's true.
They'll have lab-grown meat relatively shortly. It won't be cheap, but
will have it. Competition and the price will come down. Hey, I don't care comes from. I just want a succulent piece of chicken to put in my mouth.
And you're willing to kill for that. Some people are willing to have government in order to get their
Wait a second. The problem is you're still going to be either, according to William's philosophy, you'll either be killing or altering animals in order to keep them from taking over. All you have to do is go to a third world country. You'll see there's cats everywhere. I mean, the animals are going to breed, and you'll either have to alter them or kill them.
Yeah. Well, William didn't say he was against alteration.
Yes, he did.
Yes, William, he did.
You are against alteration?
No.
See, he didn't say that.
Do you think it's okay to spay or not okay to spay?
There shouldn't be a need for it in the first place, but I'm not against it because
all right. More on the way with William. Brad wants to talk to him. Your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, No frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away, and we do ask you to voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You like us? Then send us $3 a month. It'll make a big difference for us because AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. What we do is we take that money in and we don't turn it around into paychecks. We turn it around into promoting the show, to getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So learn more about the AMP program and some of the perks you get access to, like access to the AMP-only phone lines, which we'll be going to here in a moment. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com as we bring back William in Kansas. William, who has built an underground bunker for himself and is also a, which I think is really cool, by the way, and is also a vegetarian. You're trying to change the world one person at a time, William, trying to make everybody into vegetarians. Though, now, we've also got Johnson who wanted to make another point. And Johnson pointed out that there's this sort of in vitro meat process out there where they're able to scientifically just basically create meat from scratch. Am I understanding that right, Johnson?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the other point that I wanted to make and the reason why I wanted to come back is the reason why I like what William is saying is because he's not a hypocrite. And I'll be the first to admit that I am a hypocrite when it comes to my libertarian principles, in that I believe wholeheartedly what William is saying, and yet I'm a meat eater. And I will continue to be a meat eater because I like meat enough that I am at the point where I'm still willing to kill an animal in order to eat meat. And I think that that is definitely, as Mary Ellen was making earlier, currently it is human nature, and you can't go against that. If you try to force people out of it, they're going to continue to kill animals no matter what. And I think that once we get processes like in vitro meat out there, those excuses will dissolve. It's the same reason why I am currently pro-choice, because the technology is currently not there yet to have, like, synthetic wombs to relocate a fetus as opposed to killing it in order for, you know, an abortion. And I think that these issues are very, very similarly linked. I think that if you are pro-life but you still eat meat, you're a hypocrite. And it's very similar, you know, because, again, the intelligence level, the self-awareness level of a fetus and an animal, relatively the same. Why is it acceptable to kill one and not the other?
Good question, Johnson. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. William, any thoughts on that?
That's a very interesting point, yes. You know, I kind of wish I could touch a little bit on the ecology aspects and the psychic aspects of this, because there are so many incredibly intense reasons involved in becoming a world vegan.
Hold on. I thought you were advocating vegetarianism. Now, there's a difference between being a vegetarian and a vegan.
I'm a vegan. No, vegetarianism still allows for the eating of animal parts.
Now, animal parts, what
but
parts?
With milk and butter and stuff like that, but a vegan doesn't eat anything from an animal. I don't even eat fish.
Now, I understand what you're saying, but my question here is, you don't mind spaying and neutering an animal, but you have a problem with drinking its milk?
Well, we don't need to ingest their substances. We can live without it. And
you
that's
can.
The choice. We have the choice. We have the intellectual choice. And I'm urging people to use their minds and make that choice. We're at the top of the food chain, and we can choose. You can choose to be selfish, sure, but you can choose to exercise your intelligence and allow those animals not to be forced.
Hold on. Now, that's not fair, because everybody's selfish at all times. I want to make sure that's very clear. Julia, you have a point for William?
Well, okay. I was going to say, I have a friend who is vegetarian, and he does not eat any animal parts. He drinks milk, and he eats eggs and that sort of thing, but he uses the organic, the farm eggs and that sort of thing, so that they're not in cages, they're not mean, so they're free-range chickens and free-range milk. So I was wondering how you feel about that.
Okay, well now, you know, those are like the fringe border areas where people are trying to approach the vegan thing and trying to, you know, live more in harmony with the greater universe, because that's what we're here to live for. Now, just a side note, I've written a book on out-of-the-body experiences, and I have it published. So I know what the spirit within a human being is, okay? So I'm the spirit in this body, but I'm living on this planet, and we must live in harmony with the laws of the physical universe. But you know, you have to realize you're a spirit in your body. Now, with the spirits in the body, there's minds and there's energies of the minds and so forth. I'm sure you all are aware of the psychic aspects. Just imagine.
I don't know if I believe in them, but you know what? We've got to go to more phone calls. I'm sorry, William. More people really want to talk to you here before the hour's out. Let's go to Brad in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with William in Kansas.
Hello, guys.
Hey, you're on with William in the bunker.
Yeah. Oh, boy. As we speak, I'm lighting my charcoal grill.
Cheese, William.
And I'm probably not going to cook vegetables on it, but hey, I did have a couple points to make.
Sure.
I think you'd all agree that humans can communicate with each other.
Yes.
But yet we have buggings and murder and cannibalism and war. So I don't.
Those are words that we use for violence that we enact on each other. Sure.
Right.
So I don't think that just simply because we could communicate with animals would necessarily mean that people wouldn't enjoy eating them.
I think you might be right about that. William, your thoughts?
Well, again, once you are able to communicate with a being you're about to kill, and it asks you why, what are you going to say?
You could always put in some earplugs, I suppose. Brad, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
I'm not sure the chicken's going to ask why.
You'd be surprised. Now, there's studies that show the incredibly complex language that chickens have used. An article just within the last few weeks. It's an incredibly complex language, these chickens, to talk.
Interesting.
I'm going to Google complex language chickens.
I don't care where the meat comes from. I like the idea of the in vitro meat. If that can replace killing the animals, then I'm all for it. Let's continue, though, with going to the amplifier line and talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on with William in the bunker.
Good evening, guys. How is everybody?
Good. What's on your mind? Quick.
I just wanted to say that I have a different way of looking at this thing and from the spiritual aspect.
Okay.
And that is that the spirit of animals, such as deer and cows and other animals that are preyed upon by carnivores, are actually put on this earth to be preyed upon and to become food. That is the purpose that God has given them.
Didn't the Indians used to thank the buffalo that they'd kill and that kind of thing?
Yes, I happen to be part Indian. I happen to be descended from an Algonquin Indian chief on my mother's side.
Everybody's descended from chiefs. Nobody's descended from just regular Indians.
I actually know the name of the, or I don't know it because I can't think of it right now, but I have it.
You could make it up, it wouldn't matter to me.
Yeah, whatever.
A friend of mine always used to say, what animal is more ready to die than a cow?
Yeah, no kidding. I have a story about that. There is a in-law of mine who owns a farm down in Mississippi and had a cow die because on a hot day it dipped its head in the water and forgot to bring its head out.
Wow, because it felt so good to be in the water?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's why.
Now, William, you've been sort of absorbing all this from Matt. Did you have any comments?
Well, again,
We have the privilege of choice. Use your intelligence and use that choice. You don't need to eat them. And when you do, your entire being changes when you are not eating the other parts of other animals. You're absorbing the certain essences. If you want to get really esoteric, you're absorbing essences of these animals. And the essences of domesticated animals, you know, you're absorbing the essence of just look at a cow. The stupidity of this cow stuck its head in the water.
So you're saying that Matt's making himself dumber by eating animals?
In a roundabout way, you're absorbing the vibes of these things.
And Matt, your response?
Well, I think that I'm actually helping the dumber animals become smarter spiritually and actually helping them elevate.
Thanks for the call, Matt. We appreciate it. We've got time just enough for, I believe, Mike's dog is on the line from New York. You're on with William in the bunker.
Thanks. My dog's name is Samuel Beckett. I'm going to put him on.
Awful. Frank, one call per night, man. Thanks for the call. William, you've got the final word. Go ahead, sir.
Well, beautiful. Again, the privilege of choice. Human beings on planet Earth, let us exercise that choice. Let's not send the screaming agonies of these poor animals that are raised in the conditions they are.
Would you eat the in vitro meat?
If I was starving to death, I would eat a cow.
In vitro meat doesn't actually come from a real animal.
I understand. I've read science fiction all my life with the big meat farms and so forth. I would probably eat some, but, you know, if you can live without it, I mean, why do it? I mean, you know.
But, you know, if that's how you want to live your life, I'm absolutely in favor of it. As long as you aren't advocating legislation or forcing people to live
choice,
the way that you
do. Choice, my friend. It's choice.
Choice is what it's all about. We're glad you're out there listening
choice.
To the show, William, and thank you for the
thank
call.
You.
We really appreciate hearing from you tonight. Hour number three is on the way. You can take control if you've been holding. We will get to you. Justin, Randall, your calls as well, 800-259-9231. Coming up, we'll talk about tanorexia. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.